This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sitting here reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's bio for a possible run for governor of California, and they like him over there. He's for gun control. He's a good Bush Republican. He is for massive gun control. So I'm sure that you will all enjoy that. And he also, of course, is pro-abortion, so he's a good neocon. So it won't matter if you get rid of Davis. You'll just have some creature like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He fits in nicely, though. His father was a Gestapo officer in Austria, helped with the roundups and political dissidents. And Arnold has said he'd like to be a police officer. He said he'd like to run a large law enforcement agency. He said, if I don't become president someday, I'd like to... I saw this in an Esquire article years ago. He said he'd like to run a national police force. Oh, it's in the blood, is it, Arnie? Gun-grabbing, abortion, neoconservatism. So it doesn't matter what slime ball you get, really, in this runoff. I guess we might be able to get some type of conservative in there, but don't hold your breath. So that's coming up. I said that we would take calls in this hour, and we are going to do that right now. And I guess, first off here, Mark, who should I go to first here today? Larry in Ohio, then Sam, Maryland, and Richard in Colorado and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Hey, doesn't Arnold attend Bohemian Grove?
Yes, he's been there.
I thought. I wanted to talk about a couple of things out first. I want to say about people calling in and suggesting that you do things. I can't believe how much you do, Alex. And the videotape, 911 Road to Tyranny, I've handed out... at least a couple hundred copies of that. And
good job.
I tell you what, that tape speaks to everybody. Someone who watches that, who's a Christian, they come right back and say, I can't believe they say Christians are terrorists. And I said, does it sound like the Book of Revelation? You talk to someone who watches the news, and all of a sudden, you know, I heard this, I heard that part, I heard that, and all of a sudden the dots are connected.
Yeah, so what happens is, the reason the Road to Tyranny is so powerful is they've already heard everything that's in it. They just never saw it all together.
Yeah, but
and that's why the film, in fact, you just hit on something that I never seemed to articulate, but I've thought of many times. I have much more cogent, intelligent, insightful revelations when I'm not on the air. But what you just said is something I've thought many times. The film, that film is so powerful because it's their words. It's their statements. It's stuff that everybody has already seen or heard, just we put it all together.
And it's not Alex's opinion. It's what they say. It's the news. It's what's out there in your face, and it is so heavily documented. I've gone in and I've looked at when I first heard this. I mean, I was in stationed down at Bergstrom Air Force Base. I was in the 12th Tactical Intelligence Squadron. You're familiar with that.
Well, now Bergstrom is the airport, but my cousin's there merging the Army with the police right now.
Yeah. I tell you what, I was in Air Force Intelligence, and on 911, I'm watching the TV, and I'm thinking, this is absolutely impossible. There's absolutely no way this could happen without them letting it happen or being part of it. And that's when I went on a search, and that's when I found you. And I tell you what, Alex, you tell it just like it is. And there's absolutely no way that that could happen. I mean, when you showed the golfer on the airplane, and they were up behind him in what I believe was 7 minutes, but yet we have one of the big jumbo jet airliners flying around for an
they
hour.
They had jets scrambled
minutes.
In seven. They had three planes surrounding him in 18.
It just, there's, you know, when you're in that, when you're where I was at, there's absolutely no way that you could believe that that could happen. You can see it.
Stay there. I want you to talk more about working in Air Force Intelligence and how you instinctively knew the 911 story was a fraud and you saw all the evidence. Will you stay there? Don't hang up, okay?
I won't.
I'll put you on hold. We'll come back and let you finish up, and we'll go to Sam and Richard and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-800-800. 259-9231. Infowars.com is the website.
Are you losing your hair like me? Then you gotta listen to me about a great new product called New Hair. It's all natural, clinically tested to stop hair loss, and New Hair is guaranteed to work. All natural New Hair comes in a convenient tablet form with formulas targeted specifically for men and women. Take two tablets every day, and New Hair goes to work on your entire scalp. Plus, order now and New Hair costs under $40 a month. So if you're frustrated with your hair loss problem, try clinically tested New Hair. It's all natural, convenient to use, and New Hair comes with up to a 6-month guarantee. So call now, 800-481-9858. Remember, New Hair is guaranteed for up to 6 months to improve your hair loss problem for men and women. Call right now and order. 800-481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I was talking to a fellow in Ohio, and you were saying that you were an Air Force intelligence.
Yes.
During 911, or that...
No, before.
You had been in an Air Force intelligence, so understood how these operations worked, and going over the information with NORAD, and that you instinctively knew something was wrong. What went through your mind on September 11th, and then researching the information and finding out for yourself, what's it been like for you?
It was just a real wake-up call. The radar systems that they have all around this country, they know everything that's in the air. When something's coming in from out of the country, they have lines that, you know, certain size objects. Once they cross a certain line, they have to scramble planes. Once they lose contact with a plane, any plane up in the air, they have to scramble. The procedures are all there. There's just absolutely no way that a jumbo jet could turn off their transponders and not be followed within 10 minutes. They have people, the Air Force pilots are sitting there in their suits, the planes running, just waiting for something like this to happen all over the country.
And again, with the golfer Payne Stewart, they launched planes within 7-8 minutes, had the aircraft surrounded by 3 planes within 18 minutes. They followed it for about an hour till it crashed in the Midwest, and that had happened because of depressurization in the aircraft. So we know about these cases. We know this stuff happens. We know this develops. And we've seen many other cases. But to have four planes, all, by the way, at exactly 20% occupancy, there was a malfunction in both the airlines' computers. So they only allowed booking of 20%, they claim.
And the transponders all turned off. If the transponder turns off, they have scrambled the jets.
But not that day. It's now come out the White House was on the line right at the time the transponders turned off with NORAD, with the Pentagon, with the FAA. They declared national security with all those tapes. And you do all the math from the time the transponders were turned off to the time the first plane hit was over 58 minutes. Then you add the second plane, it's over an hour. Then the third, the fourth. But we're supposed to just buy all this, aren't we?
It's a joke.
So what did you say day one when you saw this happen?
When the second plane hit, my skin was crawling. I mean, I knew that there's absolutely no way someone else could have pulled this off. There's absurd.
Well, the big national newspaper, one of the big papers in Portugal, the News of Portugal, covered a bizarre, they said 70-plus hour press conference with hundreds of military men, generals, troops from our country, captains, generals, retired, naval aviators, Air Force aviators, saying no one could pull this off but the U.S. government. And they went over all the evidence for 70-plus hours with the Portugal and Portuguese and Spanish and French media there, and nothing in our news about it.
Yeah,
they just went over the evidence for hour after hour after hour after hour with witness after witness after witness. So you're not the only one understanding this.
You know, and the thing is, that's one aspect of 911 or the tyranny. But if you watch it, after you're done watching that movie, it's decision time. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. You're either going to go into fantasy land, pull the cover over your eyes, or else you're going to be a man and stand up. I mean, there's just no two ways about it.
Well, I have to tell you that we spend more time on the planes and the NORAD stand down. Ian Masters of Terror, Part 2 of The Road to Tyranny, but people made whole films. One was made for Canadian television. We've had the guest on just about the NORAD stand down and that right there. Then you have the hijackers trained at U.S. bases. You have their houses and cars and credit cards paid for by the government. You have their passports fluttering down from the sky, unburned at two of the crash sites in Pennsylvania and New York. You have the head of Pakistan intelligence wiring $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. His second trip in his life to the U.S. 2 days before 911, he's meeting with the White House and the heads of the Senate intelligence committees. I mean, it's incredible. And you got Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco told not to fly. Ashcroft told not to fly. Joint Chiefs of Staff told not to fly. And then they admit all this and then shut up later, because that shows it's a level even above these guys.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's just the start of it. When you look into Oklahoma City bombing, and when you see the videotapes of the news broadcast of them removing bombs from the building, you logically
can't. And the seismographs and the eyewitnesses and no BATF in the building.
Yeah, but Timothy McVeigh could not have put those bombs in that building. It's absurd.
Well, Jane Graham was an eyewitness. She was the head of HUD. She saw two white men planting large gray sticks of butter on support columns that morning at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You watch that movie, you can't deny it. I mean, it's wake-up time. It's time to
stand
up.
What do you want to say to the globalists then, sir?
It's like the people, you know, they want to say the government's corrupt. They can't. A lot of people just can't seem to accept the fact that there's a global tyranny that, you know, and I try to explain the New World Order, the UN, you know, and all these groups.
And they can't even accept reality as it's in their face. Did you hear me Friday read where UNESCO, that Bush has signed on to, that the UN says, quote, the family is the enemy, must be destroyed?
Yes.
This is public. Their own policies. And then people go, oh, they don't want to dumb our kids down.
And people were concerned with their stock portfolio.
It's incredible. Thanks for the call.
Alex?
Sure. What else is on your mind?
FID tags.
Oh, the FRIDs? Yeah.
I work with a large automotive supplier, and to give you an idea of the level, they're going to put these in every part. Right now, the whole plant where I've been working, they're wired for all of the terminals to go throughout the plant. They're putting them on pallets at this level. The next phase is, well, the end phase is they're going to put them on every part that comes in so that when the part's actually tested, it's verified that all the information from that ID tag is sent to a large database up in Toronto, Canada. Then what happens is once it arrives at the next plant, they scan the entire pallet, all the whole thing at one time. They verify that all those parts have been tested and all of those parts have gone through all the procedures, and then we assemble parts using those, and it's all complete confirmation everything's been tested. It goes all the way to where when something arrives, they scan it and they say that part was tested, and then they know that they can put it on the car. Eventually, if you have a knock on your car, that part will then void your warranty as you're driving, and they're claiming that this is going to stop all the chop shops. They're going to have complete control over your car.
Well, they already have transponders in your car that are red as you go down the road. They already have the antenna arrays. The satellite tracking box hardware is already in all the new cars. This is all announced. They're racing ahead. Total surveillance, total control, total taxation. And people will still deny it as it's in the newspaper until they're being taxed in their car. And then they'll say, oh, I'll just accept it. I love globalists. Thanks for the call, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Sam in Maryland, thanks for holding, and we'll go to Richard and others. Sam, you're on here.
I don't have anything earth-shattering, but, occasionally you talk about the way the globalists do their mind-bending. I was surfing frequencies last night, and I came across a frequency that I hadn't heard before. And I kept listening off and on. I'd go back to it to try to catch the call numbers and whatever. And
yeah, please don't give it out here.
No, I'm not. But they were running a program that seemed to be criticizing Bush over the Iraq War. So, that kind of made it interesting, but I didn't really listen to enough of it to get the whole gist. So they gave out an 800 number that I called later, and they're calling, they kept referring to themselves as alternative radio, right? That's what we normally refer to shortwave as, is alternative radio, but we understand that to mean there are programs like yours and others of the same nature. But so I called the 800 number out of curiosity to see if I could get a program schedule. It's Radio for Peace International out of Costa Rica. The UN station.
Yeah, who, by the way, the evidence shows, and that one of their heads has attacked me personally, and it looks like they're the ones that have done some jamming before. And,
right.
And, but you see, they're
probably,
against...
but my point is that they're now using the term alternative radio, and that's going to fake some people, briefly, but not long. But they're trying to insert a new meaning for the term alternative radio.
Well, I'll tell you how it works. See, they control both sides of the paradigm. The
right.
Phony right wing can point at the liberals and go, see, they're wrong. They're against the war. They're pro-UN, pro-New World Order. And then they'll say, we're conservative. We're for the New World Order. It's just different flavors of the same thing. But then the key liberals, the Hillarys, the Chucky Schumers, they vote for the war. See, so it's only a rhetorical fight. Whereas the war is wrong, they don't criticize the war for the right reasons. They don't reach out to the real Americans, black, white, it doesn't matter, who understand the real paradigm. They just reach out to the dumbed down masses. But let me give you a really good example of mind control. I went and saw a late night edition of The Hulk last night, and the bad guy in the movie, he is anti-world government. He's anti-corrupt government. Sounds like you got a siren in the background. Thanks for the call, Sam. I appreciate it, and thanks for that information. They go in, and they, at the end of the movie, the bad guy's against big government. See, it's always that message, the bad guy's against big government. And you watch the daytime talk shows, the Jerry Springers. They'll have some toothless Klan guy up there calling black people all these horrible names. Then he'll add to it, by the way, it's a New World Order. New World Order. And he'll speak out against the New World Order and taxes and regulation and the UN. So now they would never have me on one of those shows because I bring people together to defeat the New World Order, to expose the threat. But no, they'll have some unsavory person out there saying similar things. It's just pure demonization. And most of those Klan guys that are on TV, we later found out, are federal agents.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support, even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
All right, let's go straight back to the calls. Then I have Ray McGovern. He's a retired former senior CIA analyst who was assigned to Ronald Reagan's White House, one of his chief advisors. Tell you how fake the war was, all the lies, the corruption, one of the good guys that's gone public with the information. And everything he said now has come out in the mainstream news from when we had him on before the war and during the war. Let's go ahead and go to Richard in Colorado. Richard, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Garfield, Brian, and others.
Yes. Welcome. Hi, Alex. Pleasure to talk with you again. I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you heard or not, but there's a place in Iowa, some federal land, Army Corps of Engineers, they want to donate, or I should say sell.
A Muslim center.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard about that?
Well, I've seen the reports, and you notice that it's okay for the government to give it to the Harry Potter Wiccans or the Muslims or anybody but Christians.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, you know, that's nothing compared to creating Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and then training them at U.S. military bases and paying for their houses, their cars, and credit cards
right
before 911 and blocking FBI from arresting them. But, yeah, oh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, they're getting bold. They're getting real bold.
It's going to be, I've heard it described in some articles as a training camp, but then I get all these different stories. What have you heard on this?
That's basically about it. As a matter of fact, on the other program I heard it on, the host of the show, he was going to go to Iowa City, Iowa, and have a town hall meeting.
Yeah, I know who that is. That guy's a neocon.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of a that's the same person I hear saying that, still reporting that the mobile weapons labs are over there and are going to get us in Iraq. See, the neocons will take some issue that has some importance, but is dwarfed by all these other issues. I heard that same host on Monday saying Harry Potter's good and it's not the occult and
right,
it's not a problem. Oh, yeah, they just released it on the summer solstice, folks.
Right.
I mean, come on. If you can't see that, you're blind.
Yeah.
Now, that's a neocon. He says a lot of the right things, but then a bunch of the other stuff is propaganda.
Well, my question about that is, do you think he's trying to be right in his heart, just misled, or do you think he knows what he's doing?
Oh, that individual definitely knows what he's doing. Oh,
okay.
They all do at that level, believe me. Sir, I had one of the big syndicators come to me like 4 years ago and offer me $1 million, okay?
Yeah.
Like 350-something thousand to sign the contract. If I got ratings on 4 of the 15 stations, which I was guaranteed to get, I was already there at the stations, then I would get $700,000 additional. It was over $1 million in the first year. And I had lawyers look at the contract. It was the real deal. And they told me, no more New World Order. We want you to be a fiery conservative. And you know, no more Federal Reserve. No more black helicopters.
Oh, interesting.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, don't think somebody's on 300 radio stations and not controlled.
Okay, so this they just buy these people off, and these people sell out their soul and their country for all the money they can get.
Yeah, and then they own, and then they'll talk about don't take the Ten Commandments down or gun control's dumb, but then they won't go after Bush for being the biggest gun grabber of them all. See,
right, right.
Or they'll say put anybody that disagrees with the government in a prison camp.
Well, yeah, that was kind of my next thing I wanted to hit on. I ordered some videos of yours and some book the book. And I've been letting friends know about tuning into your show and, you know, what it's all about. They look at me like I'm crazy. And then one of my neighbors told me, he says, yeah, I listened to that Alex Jones guy, and I called the FBI. And I said, what do you mean you called the FBI? Well, what did you call the FBI for? So the guy's a nutcase. He needs to be taken off the air. I said,
yeah,
it's okay for your First Amendment rights to say whatever you want, but it's not okay for Alex Jones.
But see, that shows the mindset. We're talking about the tyranny. We're saying it's a police state. The guy goes, he's crazy. I'm going to call the FBI, proving our point that he thought something would actually happen to me. Maybe if his type takes over, which they're trying, you know, we read the subsections. We cover the facts. We talk about Houston with a corrupt crime lab. We talk about the FBI running drugs. They've been caught doing it.
Right.
We talk about real issues here.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, that's crazy. I'm going to call the FBI. What did you say to this nutcase when he said that?
Basically, about the First Amendment, I said, oh, it's okay for you to practice your First Amendment right, but you want to shut up Alex Jones. Cause you
what did he say to that?
Says.
What did he say to that?
Oh, it's the typical BS, you know, well, if you don't like living in this country, you know, why don't you go move somewhere else? And
so protesting and demonstrating and being informed is bad, and I should be... Did he say I should be arrested, or what did he say?
Well, you know, I'm sure he would be all for that if he's going to, you know, he told me he called the FBI. So what did he call the FBI for?
What did he say the FBI said?
Well, it was on a weekend. He said he tried to call the FBI.
Oh, there's a radio talk show host. He talks bad about you. Arrest him.
Exactly.
Get
useful idiot.
Well, tell you what, stay there. We got a guest coming up. I want to hold you on. Go ahead and get the guest on, but I want the guest to hear what you have to say.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to flush
the black mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
From Northern California to Southern Florida to Rochester, New York to Austin, Texas to Denver, Colorado, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us today, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on Global Shortwave, serving the international audience at 12.172 and 9320 from 11 to 2 Central Time during the day and 5.085 and 6890 from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I know that we have a bunch of callers holding. We will get to you here in just a few minutes. Right now we are joined by 27-year veteran analyst working at the Central Intelligence Agency. He worked the most senior levels of intelligence and policy in Washington. He conducted daily briefings of the Vice President and the Secretary of State and Defense. He is part of an organization called Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. He now works in the inner city of Washington for a nonprofit that reaches out to help the poor. And Ray McGovern gave us great information on air about how it was really the Iranians that nerve gassed the people. In the key cases they talk about, not Saddam. He talked about how there really wasn't weapons of mass destruction because they'd all been destroyed in the first Gulf War. Most of them had been. He talked about fake intelligence, which has now all been proven, with the vice president at the CIA basically ordering him to lie, ordering him to put out fake terror alerts. That's been an ABC News. We have all this on Infowars.com. But Ray, I wanted to bring you up, but I have a caller, and I get this now. I hear this about once a week. In Colorado, one of our listeners there, and he told his neighbor to listen. His neighbor tuned in and heard the show and called the FBI on me. Of course, nothing ever happened, but there have been confirmed cases of this in a couple newspapers where people think that criticizing corruption in the executive branch is illegal. There's a national talk show host who has a show on MSNBC on the weekend who calls for anyone disagreeing with the government, he's Michael Savage, being put in a, quote, work camp. Having their assets taken, the Deputy Attorney General in California said protesting may be illegal 2 weeks ago in a quote on television, and it was then quoted in the Oakland Tribune. He said that protesting the war helps terrorists. It may be illegal. So across the board, we see him setting up a Soviet/Nazi system. We hear about arrest of citizens now for political reasons, Patriot Act 2. What do you make, and I want to bring Richard back up here, Mr. McGovern, but what do you make of this mindset? Does this concern you?
Well, it's a great concern, Alex. I was born in August of 1939, and that was a key month in the history of Germany. And I know a lot about it because I've looked into what happened in that month, and that was, of course, the month before invasion of Poland and the start of World War II. What happened then was the most highly educated populace of Europe, of the world at that time, was drummed into submission by fear, and by fear of speaking out, by fear of saying, it's wrong what you've just done to my Jewish neighbor. And if we inculcate that kind of mindset into our citizenry, and we've lost it all. So this is even more incentive for folks like you and me and for others to speak out. Speak out now and speak out strongly.
Because that'll back them off. We can't be cowed by this. Just briefly, and then we'll get into the how you were right, everything you said. In fact, it turned out being worse than what you said with the Gulf War II. I want to bring just briefly Richard in Colorado back up. Tell Ray McGovern what your neighbor said after he tuned into the show, Richard.
Well, Ray, I mentioned to him about Alex Jones. He ought to, you know, listen to him. And I thought, you know, then we'll kick it around and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And next time I saw him, he said, yeah, I tuned into that show, and I called the FBI. The guy's a nutcase.
Was he referring to me?
No, I'm referring
to Alex.
Talking about this mindset, Ray.
Oh, okay.
And he said he called the FBI, and I said, well, what'd you call the FBI for? Says the guy needs to be taken off the air. And I said, oh, it's okay for you to practice your First Amendment right, but it's not okay for a guy like Alex Jones to.
But I'm crazy because I say they're setting up a police state, and then he goes and proves my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that were funny, you know?
And, yeah, it's incredible.
And I call people like that useful idiots.
I want you to follow up on that. I want to invite that guy on the air because they'll never call this show. I get their emails. They say, I want to kill you. I hope they arrest you and put you in a camp. I mean, this is what America's about. Our veterans fought and died so we could live in the equivalent of Soviet Russia. Thanks for the call, Richard.
Oh.
Ray, I just wanted to illustrate that because I hear this national talk show host here locally in Austin say every day, I tune in probably 10 times, I've heard it 5 times, anyone that disagrees with the government should be arrested and put in a camp. Were you aware of what Michael Savage is saying?
No, I'm afraid I'm allergic to listening to those things, Alex. I'm not aware of it, but I'm not surprised.
Did you see the Reuters story about how they're going to build an execution chamber at Camp X-Ray?
I did see that, yeah. Boy, talk about, you know, it's really very frightening when you look at the tactics that the U.S. military and the U.S. government has chosen, and how we've ended up here with the necessity or the perceived necessity to turn our weapons on little boys throwing rocks at us in Iraq. It's very reminiscent, of course, what the situation that the Israelis face in the West Bank and the other occupied territories in the Middle East. So we've backed ourselves into the kind of situation where we're occupiers and where we resort to things that used to be only done by Israel, like preemptive strikes and targeted assassinations and perhaps even some questionable tactics on interrogating folks.
They've said torture.
I'm careful not to say anything declaratively unless I can prove it. There is a lot of press on this. Dana Priest in the Washington Post had a very big article just before Christmas. So these things are very disquieting. And again,
they talked to the CIA section chief in the Middle East, and he told them, it said off the record, that that the real people they torture, they don't fly to Camp X-Ray. They fly them to Egypt and to some of the other allies over there, quote, where they can torture them and threaten their families. And then I have Fox on tape with government officials and others on Fox News saying, we should torture their kids, too. So this is in the open.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty blatant and pretty bad. I just don't know where it will end. This business about the weapons of mass destruction, of course, is the most interesting.
Now they say it's Syria and Iran, and I actually saw PBS, Lair News Hour, last Thursday. They said, well, so what if Bush didn't find him in this country? He has more credibility on Iran. But let's go back and recap and pick your expertise on this, Ray McGovern, 27-year senior analyst, of course, advisor to Ronald Reagan and others. You documented on this show that it was a bunch of made-up intel and fraud from people in and out of intelligence, and, of course, you worked and did intelligence on Iraq when you were advising the White House in the 80s. But what about these blimp-filling trucks that the British sold, the Iraqis, and the Russians did, too? It turns out our government has actually bought a bunch of these trucks from the British.
Yeah.
They're for pumping up hydrogen balloons. Here it's helium. But the average American, I still hear him on the news talking about the bioweapons trucks. Any comments?
Yeah. Well, the comment, Alex, is that this is an incredibly clever, some might say diabolically clever, PR-oriented regime here. The initial reports come out, as you described them, And people are most impressed by what they hear first. And if there's a disclaimer later, and well, those weren't really trucks for biological warfare, there was something else, they conveniently kind of blot that from their consciousness. And so the American people are incredibly misled on this whole nexus of events. And, you know, this business with where the president was told about these two trailers, and he's in Poland, and he says, well, there you go, there's weapons of mass destruction. That was so... So strange that I call that the president's Polish joke. You know, it's really beyond belief that he would say, well, there you go, these two trailers, weapons of mass destruction.
We've got the memo out of the African country. Turns out the thing was manufactured out of whole cloth. It was just a fake document of supposed transfers of nuclear materials to Saddam. Then you have the dossier that Powell holds up as his evidence at the UN. Turns out it's totally... fabricated. Some graduate student wrote it 12 years ago. I mean, this stuff is just massive. They claim a bakery in northern Iraq's a bioweapons lab. The BBC goes there. It's a bakery. I mean...
Yeah, Alex, the forgery is the most interesting and the most unequivocal demonstration of what's going on here. People can quibble, you know, they can say that people have different interpretations of this or that piece of evidence, but a forgery is a forgery. And the U.S. government has admitted that a forgery was used to persuade our elected representatives to vote to authorize the president to launch an unprovoked war. That's the bottom line for me. I'll say it again. A forgery that senior officials in our government knew to be a forgery was used to persuade congressmen and senators to vote for war. And that's really serious stuff. Probably some of your listeners don't know what the forgery had to do. It's very simple. There were some documents that purported to say that Iraq was trying to get uranium from the African country of Niger. Now, the only reason they would want uranium would be for a nuclear program. Well, Vice President Cheney's office sent down a retired U.S. diplomat, an ambassador, to investigate this in February of last year. That's February 2002. He came back at the end of February and said, he was holding his nose. He said, boy, that evidence really stinks. He says, it's a forgery, pure and simple. Don't touch it. He reported that to various and sundry. And it just sort of seemed to die a natural death until the end of the summer, when the decision had been made to make war. Now, to make war, it's nice to have a congressional resolution that lets you do that. So they had to persuade Congress. The only thing they had, was this forgery, and so they decided to use it. Now, that's criminal,
because they're going before Congress, bringing known fake documents. People have gone to prison for that.
I think that's criminal. Yeah, when you think of what other people have been impeached for, like dalliances, sexual dalliances in the White House, and almost impeached for a third-rate burglary. How does this stand up against it? How does it stand up when the president and his senior advisors?
Well, sir, we have another forgery in the L.A. Times. The London Guardian have reported it's admitted, and I'm sure you know more about Jane's weapons encyclopedias than I do, but I actually take some of their general books. I don't have the entire on disc, every weapon in the world, or weapon component system. I don't have the thing that costs $10,000. But our troops do, and they admit that all colonel and above officers have that, that they've been briefed, that they knew what those trucks were. Within hours, they were marked British serial numbers, directions. That's why they wouldn't show close-up video inside those trucks. That's a forgery, too.
Yeah.
They knew those weren't bioweapons trucks. They knew they were for pumping up surveillance balloons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the rescue of Jessica Lynch. the folks going in there, guns blazing, and it all being incredibly unnecessary. She was well taken care of.
They tried to drive her in an ambulance to him and got shot at. Told him 2 days before the Iraqis had pulled out, please come get her.
So it's a big, and at that time, at that particular point in time, the war did not seem to be going well, and we didn't need a real morale boost. So you get the Hill and Knowltons of this world, and they do the story, and the U.S. press, at least up till now, has
Did you know that Jerry Bruckheimer actually consulted for that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was in the BBC, the Black Hawk Down producer.
Yeah. When you mentioned forgery and the Guardian, I thought you were going to refer to the blackening of that member of Parliament, Galloway. That too was done on the basis of forged evidence, and I noticed that the Christian Science Monitor very sheepishly admitted that last Friday and apologized to Galloway.
There's a lot of hit pieces going on.
Yeah,
but
it's bad stuff.
Well, now they want to go in, and we'll go to calls here in a second. I appreciate you joining us, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to go into Syria, Iran, but the big one, and I want to get your analytical comments on this, because it's very important, or your analysis of it. Am I correct in saying 2 months ago when Rumsfeld leaked the battle plan to attack North Korea that he leaked that to escalate tensions, to get North Korea to do something stupid, just like the 10-part plan to get the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I don't think so, Alex. I think that they were so preoccupied with Iraq at that time that they would have little incentive to stir the waters out there. That's not to say that unconsciously they're not doing precisely that, because actually they are. But whether he was doing that deliberately, I kind of doubt that.
Well, complete battle plans for preemptively striking North Korea. I mean, that does escalate things, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, and I don't know how that leak occurred, but. You're right to focus on North Korea, because that's the one place where we don't have a clue. I mean, there isn't anybody that I know that pretends to understand what's going on within that leadership.
Well, all I know is usually when they catch a boat of North Korean military out of their waters, most of the time they all take cyanide. I mean, that's mind control. This will not be a pushover.
Yeah. So what's happening there now with the U.S. withdrawing from the front lines? If I were a North Korean, I would say, "Well, looks like the U.S. isn't going to defend as it usually has, so there'd be a tripwire before they have to use nuclear weapons. Looks like they're just reconciled to using nuclear weapons as soon as there's a real threat, and so we better beef up our own nuclear deterrent before they do that." It's very destabilizing.
So it's an escalation in world arms races, and then the Carlyle Group's there to sell weapons to all the parties.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
So problem, reaction, solution. Create this world arms race, and then the government itself and the officials arm the so-called axis of evil worldwide.
That's crazy, yeah.
Well, it's not crazy for them. It makes a lot of money.
No, yeah. But, I mean, when you look at what Eisenhower said as he left, you know, beware. It's just amazing that the country can allow this to happen. I have a bedrock faith, though, in the American people, and I think that you can fool some of the people some of the time. And I think probably as many people as are going to be fooled now by this administration have been, and that we're sort of recouing them back as word leaks out that we're.
Well, I'm a conservative, and I see conservatives finally waking up to Bush.
Well, I think conservatives are the people we have to depend on here, because if they stand for anything, they stand for the values for which we were created and for which we were created as a country. And those values have to do with telling the truth.
Okay, Ray McGovern, stay right there. Mm-hmm. Can you stay with us and take some calls?
Sure can.
All right, folks. I know some of you were holding before Ray got on, but if you would have a comment for him, then you can make any other comments you want. We'll come back and talk to Garfield and Brian and Tim and others. I'm Alex Jones, and InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, free is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, folks, we're back live with Ray McGovern, 27-year veteran analyst working at the Central Intelligence Agency. He worked at the most senior levels of intelligence and policy in Washington. And he's part of an organization, veterans, who are for a little bit more sanity. And we're honored to have him on the show today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, he is part of an organization called Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. And the government is insane. It's out of control corrupt. The big corporations are engaging in open piracy against us. They're setting up a police state. We have to resist it. Ray, before I go to some of these calls, I know there's a lot of information you have. Any other lies or corruption points you'd like to cover concerning the upcoming, and I've been told by family in the military, the upcoming Set invasion of Iran and Syria, and another key piece of evidence that just came out, special forces were already in Iraq a month or two before the invasion, and that ultimatum, that 48 hours, all of that was nothing but pure theater. Any comments on this?
Yeah, that much is clear. As a matter of fact, they were in there looking for weapons of mass destruction, of all things, and cleared the first 30 or 40 sites before the war actually started. So, it was made clear even when somebody asked one of the senior officials, suppose Saddam did go away, and the answer was, well, we still need to go in there and clean stuff out. So the idea the decision was made last summer to occupy and take control of Iraq.
Well, how does PNAC, the Project for New American Century, fit in? You know, I read one of their documents where they say Cheney wrote that, oh, Saddam's not a threat, he's a pretext to get the oil, use Iraq as a military base. I mean, we have premeditated admissions of what this war was really about.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you mentioned that, Alex, because if people are really interested in that, all they need to do is go on the web. It's the Project for a New American Century. And those documents go back to 1992 when Wolfowitz wrote what was called the Defense Posture Statement. It's all laid out. It's really the ideological and strategic justification for what's been going on. It's very much like Hitler's Mein Kampf. It sort of lays it all out. And so once you've read that, you'll be able to understand, and you won't be so confused about the different rationales that have been adduced.
And, Ray, this is where it really gets weird. The National Post and the Washington Post have both written about how most of the neocons are really former Trotskyites, or their parents were Trotskyites, and then you've got them following also this economist, Strauss, who was for dictatorships. He wrote policy reports. So we've got a fascist is one of the founders, and then we've got Trotskyites, people in the Fourth International, as the other founders. Just sounds like they like tyranny, period. I mean, why do you have this bizarre brainchild in fascism and communism creating the neocon movement?
Well, the bottom line is that they're real ideologues. You know, they know what's best for us all, and they dovetail very nicely with the folks in Israel who also know what's best for the world. As a matter of fact, most of these folks, Doug Feith and Wolfowitz and those folks, they have actually worked for the Israeli government as well as for ours. They've written position papers for Netanyahu and others. So there's a
convergence. So double agents.
Yeah, so there's, well, they sort of...
Now, let me stop you there. Wouldn't that have been illegal for you, Ray, as a top analyst of the CIA for Ronald Reagan? Wouldn't that have been illegal for you to be an Israeli citizen and carry out policies for them and then to be in the White House?
Well, you asked a really good question. I think the answer, Alex, is it wouldn't have been illegal, but it would have been impossible because in the CIA we had this policy. And,
hey, Ray, will you stay with us?
Sure.
I know you're busy. We're really honored to have you, and I promise we'll go to Tim and Garfield and Brian and everybody else who's been patiently holding. Just Ray's an incredible guy, and he's just doing this out of the goodness of his heart, and he's got really good information because I've already checked it all out myself. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies.